react.
Let's now take a look at packaged goods company Pioneer Foods. They came out with their interim numbers earlier on today, and they've seen these interim earnings up 30%, and they're one of the largest South African food producers and certainly a distributor there with a wide footprint in the South African economy and a wide array of brands in the food and the beverage product space. And of course, they've also declared a gross interim dividend of 105 cents per share.
Yes. So, I mean, they actually quite, you know, interlinked to, you know, the consumer because, I mean, you know, they are responsible for brands like, you know, Weetabix, Liquid Fruit, you know, Sasco. And, you know, Event speaks to a whole lot of this to maize because, I mean, if you look at, you know, how maize prices have actually reacted, if you look from, say, 2016, 2017, period where, you know, we had, you know, a drought in the country and, you know, the maize price up. But towards the end of last year, we saw that, you know, maize prices are improving. That was largely to, you know, the crop of or crop towards the end of the year actually increasing. And that then meant, you know, prices had to, you know, fall because there was too much supply then.
And then, of course, the other thing, Charlie, that I'd like us to maybe look at, I mean, they saw their group turnover decreasing slightly by 3% to 9.9 billion. And this was largely on the back, of course, of what they saw as price deflation in some of the commodities and weakened price realizations. Just talk about that for us in the context of that bumper maize harvest, which certainly would have hit some of their margins when it comes to their milling business and even some of their retail and some of the major brands that they give to us.
Look, I mean, you know, input costs are, you know, a real factor for, you know, this type of business. You know, that record maize production last year really, you know, turned things around for this company. I mean, if you look at the share price, it actually tells that exact story. So, you know, the share price was actually quite high, but even now it's actually looking quite low. And just mentioning what you spoke about, like the milling business, I mean, there's also concern about that windmill that, you know, that's currently under maintenance. That's going to cost investors about, what, 220 million. So, you know, people are actually worried about that. And the other thing that, you know, people are also worried about going forward is what happens if we get another drought? And how, what are they doing to try and mitigate, you know, such, you know, or such problems going forward? Because, I mean, this is the main, you know, stream of their business. And we can also appreciate that they get most of their maize locally. But, you know, are they looking at other regions in a case of such, you know,
Charlie,
always such a drastic measure?
Always a pleasure to chat to you, my brother. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Wish you all the best for the remainder of this week. And we'll certainly catch up with you over the next week or so. That there was Charles Njana. He's an institutional manager at IG South Africa, giving us a sense of what's happening in the marketplace. And as always, of course, we do look at some of the prices of the commodities you interact with every single day and some of the commodities that are produced by the likes of Pioneer Foods, who Charlie was referring to.